Hi guys, this is Just Past Jupiter. I'm your host Sheena, and today we're talking about balance. I wanted to talk about balance because I feel like I've been balancing things fairly well. Life overall, I'm learning how to navigate it. I'm a 30-some-year-old woman, you know? I'm learning lessons and teaching myself lessons that I didn't have. And so I'm learning what balance looks like for me. And I'm also learning what balance looks like post a corporate life. Leaving a corporate life where things were very structured and you had to figure out a work-life balance. You still have to figure out a work-life balance outside of a corporate structure. And at the same time, you kind of use some of those same tools to figure it out, and it ain't the same. So when I'm thinking about balance, I'm thinking about how I'm navigating right now in this present moment. And right now in this present moment, I'm like, hey, I'm doing these things. I'm being consistent here. Things are going well there. Like, I feel like I got my balance. I got it together. But then I started to think about and talk about to my collective, like, what is balance? Or, you know, how what does balance look like in our lives, right? And I'm a firm believer that I understand balance to be this thing almost like scales, like having a scale and you're putting, for instance, my son has a little game that it has like little animals, and the animals weigh the amount of the number. So you're trying to make it balance, right? So if there's five, you want to put five of the animal pieces, and then you want to have the number five. And so then it's equivalent, right? And then you have balance, like when it's balanced out. But that's not necessarily the way that balance works in a day-to-day, right? Balance in a day-to-day looks a little different. It looks like sometimes I'm giving this thing 50%, and then I'm giving something else 15%, and I'm giving something else, you know, 45%. Like, that is what some of the balance looks like in our lives. And one of the things that I talk about often with the people that I work with my clients, is balance is more like a pendulum. Balance in our lives is more like a pendulum. And what we'll start to notice is that when we are hyper-focused in one area and it's getting most of our energy and it's getting most of our attention, we will see the other areas in our lives start to be neglected, or we will start to feel the tension from them not having the attention that we would give it. And so then we swing. So our balance is more like, I recognize when the weight is off, and then I get to swing back to the other areas in my life that need my attention. So recently for me, what I'm going to say is that initially, well, my kids was gone. They were gone for the summer. They go to the grandparents' house in Tennessee. Shout out to the Southern Barlows, okay? Because they give me a little bit of, they give us a respite. But during that time, I was able to focus on things like home upkeep, aesthetic. That's something that's important to me. I've been wanting to have it for a long time, and it felt good. So I was pouring a lot of my energy into it. So children come back, and this is just an example, y'all. But the children come back, and I'm focused on getting them ready. I'm focused on getting them ready for school. I'm focused on building a routine and for us getting acclimated. So my attention is now put into this aspect of my life. So what falls to the wayside? The upkeep, because the energy that I was utilizing for the upkeep, I am now utilizing that same energy to create a routine and consistency for the children, right? That's what balance looks like. And then I thought, can I reflect on my life and think about times where, like, when I was younger and I had my balance was not all that, and I say not all that, but more or less, I wasn't mindful of what balance was looking like in my life. But I can recognize now the patterns that I had based on what or how I was conceptualizing balance or lack thereof. So I think I've spoken on this in the past, but if not, you guys are going to get a little bit of a repeat. But for me, I'm a person who can be super focused. I can be super or hyper focused on one thing, and then I can follow through. It's not always the easiest for me, but I can do that. Whereas when I'm navigating multiple things, I can feel myself feeling stretched. And so here's the example. When I moved back from Los Angeles, it was my husband, my daughter, and I, right? And I hadn't had any intentions of going back to school, but with the nudge from my mom and support from my mom and family, I decided, okay, you know what? My daughter is young. I'm going to go back to school. So I go back to school. So now I'm not only navigating, and my daughter was like 6 months. So I'm not only navigating, but balancing being a mom of a 6-month-old going back to school. And as I'm doing that, I reincorporate going to a job, right? So this is the same job that I left recently. And my daughter is 13. Okay, so I was there a long time. Side note. And in that, I didn't know how to balance things. Whatever I felt like was the most important is what got my attention. And I might sound like a bad or maybe a neglectful parent, but when I went back to school, that was my focus. Like, of course, I'm making sure that my child is taken care of. However, my energy and focus was put into, I want to finish school. That is going to get like at least 55% of my attention. So what does that mean? That means 45% of my attention that was remaining goes to my daughter and my husband in my home, right? It's delved up. And what happens in those moments is I don't have the actual energy to give any more in those spaces yet. In my mind, right? My thought process, my mind believes that because this is also an aspect in my life, I need to actually show up in 100% of it. 100%. And because I have those underlying beliefs, then it makes it difficult for me to be okay with rest. And so what I saw over time, I'm just going to do like a fast forward, but what I would see over time is when I had that thought process and I didn't understand what balance looked like, when I had the moment or I had momentum and it shifted into another arena, because I had been so super focused, I didn't understand that now my energy was just shifting to what was now available for me. And so I would feel like there was a vacuum. And because I felt like there was a vacuum, there is this thought process that I wasn't doing enough because I was not focused on the other thing, which was school at the time. So something that happened to me was I got depressed, and what it looked like was I was withdrawn because I didn't recognize the balance. Now, what this looked like was after school, after I graduated, I still was working. I think I ended up working full time as well. My daughter was older, going to school, and I no longer had a super focus on to complete school because it was over. Yet, I wasn't aware of reassessing where I was in life to see where I wanted to put my attention. And because I didn't do that, because at the time, you go to school, you're like, okay, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to find the dream job, and then yada yada, my life plays out. Spoiler alert, that is not how your life works. But that was my experience. Let me be very clear. That was my experience because I wasn't taking any time in this hyper-focus, lack of awareness to figure out, well, one, if I wanted to do something after school, what was that? What did that look like, right? I just saw people doing something that I think I wanted to do, but I wasn't necessarily working on stepping into that. Like I said, my balance is, here goes the thing that I'm hyper-focused on. Let me complete it, right? It's going to get me to this bigger picture, which is, I guess, having a career, living with my family, all that good stuff. Now, let's say in that moment, I don't recognize how in the picture, a portion of what I want is to be with my family. And so then when the time comes where I no longer am obligated because that aspect of my life I'm no longer focused on, I am not even putting my time and energy into the family aspect, because now there's a void that I didn't recognize. That how do you start to transition when you recognize that there is an imbalance, right? When I recognize that I had been so heavy in my focus of school that the absence of it, I wasn't initially aware of what I needed. And you know what I did? I went back to school, y'all. That's what I did. Because I didn't have awareness. And now I'm glad I did go back to school, because it allowed me to step into awareness. But in that moment, I was like, oh, I need something. There's something missing. Yeah, there's something missing. Me not being able to recognize the other areas of my life that I hadn't been putting myself into. And when I was able to put myself in something, right? When I added weight, then I felt like I could be okay with me giving the 45%. It felt normal again. But I added the weight. Now, I didn't think about redistributing the weight that had became available. I had to go find weight, right? I didn't have a conceptualization of what balance looked like. And then later, I would recognize that, hey, it's a pendulum. Like, these things are swinging back and forth, yet I'm always looking for something to be even kilter versus swinging into the area that needs my attention. And I'll say that these things needed my attention because if I'm withdrawn, I'm also not participating. I'm not participating in the way that I would like to. And what did that look like? I always think about, like, there's a, like, the Rihanna song, We Found Love in a Hopeless Place. Every time I hear that song, I think about that time in my life where I really was questioning what is next. And I didn't know, like, I didn't feel like I had the answer. But that was a lack of balance. That was a lack of me going into what I needed versus living in the emptiness of the thing that I completed. And it took time. It took time for me to recognize that. And it also took me time to recognize the pattern within that. These things are learned, right? We see this within our family structures. We see them played out in media. And it takes time for you to learn about yourself, what these patterns look like, and what you need so that you can stay in alignment and stay within balance within yourself. Have you learned how to swing back? That's what I'm learning. So when I talk about, like, I got balance now, it's not that I don't swing into these phases. It's that I understand that instead of me trying to find the weight to bring me back so that everything is even, I lean into that depth of it so that I can start to pull back into the other aspect. So, like I said, having that space where my children were gone this summer allowed me to tap into one area, and I put a lot of weight there that I hadn't been putting, right? Opened myself up to that, understanding what was there, what I needed to navigate, what I needed to get out, how I need to show up for myself, for my home, what I wanted out of it. And then when the kids came back, I was able to actually put my energy focus back into them because time, space, and opportunity provided that to me. I was able to do it. I was able to tap into this aspect of understanding what balance looked like and what I needed to provide myself so that I could navigate the pendulum. Swing it back and forth. Okay, so that is, for me, that's how I'm navigating balance. And this is not exempt from any other areas in my life. I really had a better understanding of what that looked like in my career, what that looked like with family, what that looked like with friends, and what it looked like with self. I had to come to an understanding of what was it that I was needing? What does balance look like for me? Because sometimes balance, like I said, it could be 75-25, depending on the different areas in your life. Maybe it's, you know, 25-25-25, like you have it equally spread out. I had to recognize that it's not always getting all of that. I'm not always giving myself 100. I'm not always giving my family 100. I'm not always giving my career 100. What I will say is when I give it the most that I got, I see the difference. And when I'm okay with what that looks like, when I'm swinging on that pendulum, it is such a better outcome for me. I can appreciate what I did, how I showed up. And when I have to take a step back and I'm over here reflecting and I'm tapping into the other aspects of myself who are that's questioning it, I have an example. I have an actual real life tangible example of what that looked like so that I can be like, hey girl, hey, you're good. This is what you've done. This is what you're doing. And let's just keep it focused. Let's just keep it rolling. We're going to swing back. And that's what balance is looking like. So this week, guys, take a moment and think about what is balance looking like for you in your life. How are you swinging on that pendulum? How are you trying to even out the different areas in your life? And what right now is getting your focus? And ask yourself the question, what purpose does that serve? I know right now I'm focused on family and career. That's like right now, that is like my primary focus. And the reason why I'm focused on those is because they feed me the most. Literally and figuratively. The career feeds me because I get to enjoy, well, I enjoy working with people and I get to help people get to where they want to be. And I then am able to, in my family, I get to enjoy them. Like they pour into me and I'm pouring into them. I had a brain fart, guys. And so that is why they're my number one priority right now. I'm not always giving each of them like 50-50. Sometimes it's like 75-25 or it's like, you know, 85-15 or something. But I'm swinging back and forth as needed. And now I'm learning how to swing it back and forth. But that's the fluidity in the space that I'm in right now versus being so fixed and trying to find and make everything even. It just don't work that way for most people. Like if you guys, you know, you want to fight me in the comments, feel free. I love a good conversation. But on that note, like I said, reflect on balance. Think about how it's showing up in your life, what you want and what you're doing, and see how you can start to utilize a pendulum. And I will see you guys next time. I hope you had a great ride and I hope you have a great day. Enjoy your week.